Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 10, 11 to 18. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 11 to 18. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, and since that time he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. For by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, he says, "This is the covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds." Then he adds, "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." And where these have been forgiven, sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary. My theme for reflection is resting in the finished work of Christ. Resting in the finished work of Christ. When a mother tucks her children into bed after a long day, she finally sits down on the couch, exhaling deeply. When a builder lays the last brick of a house, he steps back, wipes his forehead, and rests. When an artist finishes a masterpiece, she places her brush down and admires the completed work. Sitting down is a universal sign of completion, of a task that no longer needs repetition. This is exactly what Jesus did after offering himself as the final sacrifice for sin. Hebrews 10, 11 to 18 paints a stunning contrast between the never-ending work of the Old Testament priests and the finished work of Christ. And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. Day after day, year after year, sacrifices were made at the temple. Thousands of animals, rivers of blood, yet sin remained. It was like trying to clean a stain with water alone. The rituals covered sin temporarily, but they never removed it. Then Jesus came. He did what no priest or sacrifice could ever do. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. No more standing, no more sacrifices, no more waiting. He sat down. The work was done. The cross was the altar. His body was the offering and his blood was the price. "It is finished," he declared before breathing his last. The old covenant's endless repetition was replaced by Christ's once-for-all sacrifice. John Stott commented that the concept of substitution is the heart of both sin and salvation. The essence of sin is man substituting himself for God, while the essence of salvation is God substituting himself for man. This is what Jesus did. He took our place. Because of his sacrifice by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. His work on the cross is finished, but his work in us continues. We are already perfected in him, yet we are still being sanctified daily. The author of Hebrews drives the point home by reminding us of God's promise in Jeremiah 31. "I will put my laws on their hearts and write them on their minds. I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more." What an incredible reality. God does not merely forgive our sins. He chooses to forget them. No more guilt, no more condemnation. The weight of our past is gone, yet many of us struggle to live in that freedom. We carry burdens Christ has already lifted. We replay our failures as if they still define us. But the truth is, where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. No further sacrifice is needed, no more self-punishment, no more penance, no more striving to earn what Christ has already given. So what does this mean for us today? It means we can stop running on the treadmill of guilt. It means we can come boldly to God, not in fear but in confidence, knowing that our sins, past, present, and future, have been fully dealt with. It means we can rest just as Jesus did in the finished work of the cross. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there sins from your past that you still carry, even though Christ has already paid for them? Number two, how does knowing that Jesus has already perfected you while still sanctifying you change the way you live? And now our practical exercise for today. Take a piece of paper and write down the sins or regrets that still weigh you on or weigh on you. Then read Hebrews 10:17 aloud. I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. Tear up the paper as a symbol of Christ's complete forgiveness and thank him for his finished work. Jesus, you are the final and perfect sacrifice. You took my place, bore my sin, and sat down because your work was complete. Help me to live in the freedom of your finished work. Teach me to rest in your grace, to stop striving for what has already been given, and to trust in your ongoing work of sanctification. Thank you for remembering my sins no more. I surrender to you, Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.